Part two of our Southside Siren 107.3 FM adventure continues with the Midweek Drive on location. Katrina Lakin and Alex Lefchuk. And we moved on from Richard Fitzwilliams to the quintessential genius when it comes to etiquette, when it comes to party planning, when it comes to coordination, in every sense of the word. Actually, I could also add to that, she makes probably the best flan ever imaginable in all sorts of ways. So, brilliant stuff there. Liz Brewer, it's good to see you again.
Alex, it's wonderful to see you as well. And the sun's shining. Can't believe it.
It was important. In fact, Liz, I've never known the sun not to shine when yourself and Katrina are actually around from that point of view. It's unique from that point of view. I feel as though we've stepped into etiquette central here in many ways, the quintessential point zero of all good things, etc. And delighted to obviously that the ultimate guide to the party planners,
the party planning and etiquette.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Is indeed.
It's a bit of a mouthful. I do know it is a bit of a mouthful, but that's what it is, party planning and etiquette. A lot on social behaviour in the 21st century, which needed to be written, because people never stop asking questions. And, you know, I know it sounds a bit stupid, but I find it interesting, the questions that people ask, because they're very simple questions and they're things you sort of overlook. So what I try to do with a very sort of modern day approach is to go over all those tiny little questions which people find terribly important, and they worry about it.
Exactly, and we don't want to have people fretting, etc. Now, Katrina, I know you don't worry about these matters because we quintessentially sorted through, etc., but you've been having a little perusal through the book. Any questions from yourself?
What is the number one most important point of etiquette, you would say?
To answer an invitation. When you receive an invitation, it has please reply by, or it has RSVP. Unless you have actually hosted an occasion, you have no idea how difficult it is to decide how many glasses to have, if you're giving them food, how many knives and forks, how many plates. You know, you send out 100 invitations for something significant. 2 weeks before, you may, if you're lucky, have 10 replies, and you're sitting there thinking, have I got 10 guests, or have I got 10 guests bringing a guest? How many plates? How many people to help? And as I say, unless you've hosted an occasion, and it's people who never entertain who are the worst culprits, because they don't reply, because they don't realise.
That's a very important point, Katrina. I think you always RSVP, don't you?
Oh, yes, I know how annoying it is when people don't reply.
It's very true. And Liz, talking about numbers, of course, eyebrows were raised with the recent Midweek Drive Morning Edition when you referred to a small party, a small gathering for yourself. Let's deal with those number crunchy. We're talking in the hundreds, really, aren't we, for a small place?
No, that was a small party, which was actually supposed to be. I went to a charity event, Caring for Courage, and I was sitting next to a very charming young man and who was Dutch, and I said, what are you doing here? And he said, I've given an auction prize. And when I said, well, what have you given? He said, well, I've just recently bought this company, the East India Company, and it's in Mayfair, and what we do is we sell not only tea, but hampers and everything that goes with tea. Actually, it's an amazing place. So I said, so you're giving tea for 20 at this place. I said, well, throw in the cocktails and champagne and make it for 40 and I'll buy it. So I did.
Exactly. Right.
And in actual fact, okay, we had about 60. And because this was a tea establishment, I did take my own glasses the day before, which are rather nice ones, red ones, glass and nice stems. And I think he was quite surprised that I really kept him to it as well.
Christmas cards, another little line that we come to. And I know frequently we have this notion of we live in an e-world, we send e-cards. In fact, I think we've sent you e-cards in the past, Liz. We've gone to that, ecologically sound, etc. What's the etiquette with respect to Christmas cards? Are we looking at again, signing? I know that, returning to Richard Fitzwilliams, he always gets a little bit annoyed with people who don't sign them and just send the cards in there. It's not good at all.
I get very annoyed. Americans don't sign their cards. They also, when they send out invitations, they don't put your name on. And it seems so impersonal. I don't see the point of sending a printed card and you just send it to everyone. The idea is to communicate. If you want to send a card, then put a little message. If it's just an email, and I mean, I know, I send out about maybe between 300 and 500 personal cards. And they'll usually have a picture of my daughter Tallulah and myself, and, you know, a few, maybe even a few words of what's been happening. With the with an email, it is because there are 9,700 people in my on my iPhone alone. So there are people I need to keep in touch with, and they also want to know what's been happening. Sometimes it's what they've been missing out on, maybe. But because I do a number of events every year, my clients as well, they want to sort of see what's been happening and what we may have achieved, etc. So it's quite important. It's what it is, in fact, is a way of keeping in touch as well as the celebration. With cards, I mean, I have, look at these, those cards, special. They've all got the people. There's Christopher Biggins. There's Leslie Joseph. They always, every year, send out a card with a photograph of themselves on. Same as Prince Charles, actually, and I've got a whole collection of those.
So only you, Liz, could actually put Christopher Biggins and Prince Charles in the same kind of sentence. It's wonderful, really.
Well, you have to have sugar and spice. But then you get the boring ones. I mean, there's somebody who'll be nameless. The card's over there. Every year, it's exactly the same card. All it has is his initials on the front. You open it up, and it's printed. I mean, I don't think I've even seen him this year, so why bother? You know, if you want to write me a little note and make it personal, then I'm touched. But why bother to send something which is...
As I say, the thoughts, choose the good ones. You know, that's the whole sort of package from that point of view. Katrina, your thoughts on cards?
I quite like the homemade cards. I try to make the cards just to make them personal, because I completely agree with what you're saying. You know, there's no point in sending them just to...
Just to add to the post office's profits, etc., or the Royal Mail.
Might you just as well send a stamp?
Now, that's an idea, Liz. I'll have to bear that in mind for future scenarios. We're looking ahead to 2012. Clearly, it's not just the Olympic year. We have 2012 as far as the Diamond Jubilee is concerned. Press briefings have already been taking place at the Palace. Lots of other exciting things there, including the end of the world, proposed for next December, by the way, so lots of time before then. What other things are you looking forward to next year?
Well, there's the Falklands, celebration of the end of the Falklands War. There's also Prince William's 30th. That's going to be interesting. There is so much packed into next year. There will be, of course, the celebration of the first anniversary of the wedding. And so there's so much happening this coming year. So parties are going to be very important.
And... even in times where clearly the austerity folk will clearly raise the notion saying, what's going on? Surely we can't afford this. Your argument in many ways would be, actually, we can't afford not to do it, surely.
No, because remember, one of the things we rely on and get huge revenue from is tourism. And that's what we have. What we sell here is tradition. We have a royal family. We have a way of doing things. And the world loves coming here to see what we do. They love the pomp and ceremony, the pageantry, the City of London, you know, all the institutions that we have, the Lord Mayor. We have so much that goes on in this country which is unique to this country. The changing of the guards, for example, and tourists come here for that, and it is very important that we preserve it.
That's one of the reasons why I'm always delighted, Liz, that you do so much work with foreign news agencies, CNN and so on and so forth. Although it has to be said, and I'll share this with Angela Ruffin as well, and Jenny Bond, really in so many ways you should be front and centre for BBC television as well. I find, you know, somehow we appreciate the joys of Fern Britton, but she's not the same, or indeed Fern Cotton, I should say, either of them. Very confused. But you know, it's one of those areas. Do you find that certainly the unique nature of the culture of British activities, British social life, etc., is often appreciated more by externals than what we actually do in Britain itself?
You know, it's that old syndrome. What you have, you often overlook. You appreciate something when you lose it. So something that's so close to home, you don't realise how special it is. I live in London. You know, when did I last see the changing of the guards or...
Or the Actors' Church.
Well, precisely. Or gone to the Tower of London. Well, the Tower of London I might have gone to, but there are...
Not as an inmate, it has to be stated.
No. The changing of the keys ceremony. Yeah. But, you know, that we have so much here, we take it for granted. We have a wealth of things. I mean, it's the most vital city. Whatever anybody might think, London is the most happening, vital, incredible cosmopolitan city in the world. We have everything here. We
Greater
have
than Lincoln?
Yeah.
Stanmuller's.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, as a major city. And it is quite extraordinary how we do take it for granted, or we sort of criticise it. And we shouldn't. We should absolutely applaud it.
Katrina, your brother's currently doing a Lambda course here. He's actually preparing for the Lambda Carol Service and Choral Service as we speak at this particular time. Is he kind of bitten by the London bug?
I think so. I think he's going to end up living here when he finishes his course at Lambda. So, yeah.
Well, it's obviously, it's working through on that whole basis. And as a former Lambda soul, I can appreciate that. Talking about the next generation in so many ways, although I feel frightfully chronologically gifted when I start talking about the next generation. Tallulah Rendell is doing superbly well. 2011, noted for her release of a fantastic conceptual album, very much DVD, artist images, etc. I mean, I was thinking Kate Bush, eat your heart out. In fact, Kate Bush has had to release two albums this year just to compete with Tallulah. So on that basis, look, great news from that point. Currently based in Berlin, but well worth seeking out, I think, Liz.
Oh, definitely. I wish I could get over there. I've been so busy in the last few months. But I will get over there because I think Berlin, from what I've heard, is another vital, happening city. And it seems to be becoming the centre of the music world.
Does seem to be getting that reputation, certainly. So we obviously need to ask you now, Liz, any Christmas thoughts, festive thoughts you'd like to share with us? I know hopefully you'll be joining us telephonically before we sort of wrap up for the whole sort of festive season. But for the listeners of this particular podcast, what's the Liz Brewer take on 2011, 2012 and so on?
I think, well, it's going to be celebration. Because so much is happening next year, we've been through a terrible time, and people are hurting. The trouble is when you have a recession and it's announced, it takes time to kick in. And with this particular recession, what was it, three years ago when it was first announced, everybody thought, well, everything goes on, everything's fine, the shop's still full, and it's only now that suddenly what is happening is absolutely normal, and things have to get really bad to get better. And I think that's why what is wonderful is when you mention making your own Christmas cards, getting back, as it were, to your roots, to the things when I was grown up, we made our own decorations. You know, when I decorate a table, I spray the nuts and the oranges and things, and I make decorations. And it means something. And it's a time when you get together with people and you do things together. And it's simple things which people love. You don't have to spend a lot of money to have fun. That's what my book's about. My book tells you how, with absolutely nothing, you can actually put on something which people will say, wow.
I think I can already guarantee that we'll be putting it forward as a book of the month for Southside Broadcasting, certainly in the very near future, Liz. Uniastrum, let's give it a plug, because obviously it's connected with your good self.
Absolutely. So wonderful Uniastrum. George Piskoff, the chairman, who I've represented now for 7 years, and every year, you know, we do a big, either it's a clay shoot or a fashion shoot or a dinner, something for the Prince's Drawing School. And we've raised a lot of money, and I love doing it. I really do. And next year, this year I did a celebration at the House of Lords, Spirit of Jamaica, for various reasons. Next year, I'm celebrating on April the 3rd, Spirit of Cyprus.
Mm. Well, yes.
So, although I bought reggae music wafted through the corridors of the House of Lords the year before.
Well, don't they already have dreadlocks in some of their wigs? Surely it's just a matter of course, really.
Oh, absolutely. The year before, I had one of Vivian Westwood's top models on stilts walking through the corridors in one of those amazing gowns that sweeps the floor.
Only you, Liz, could actually get away with that particular side of things.
I have to tell you, the banqueting manager, who's a good friend of mine, I said to him, because I always do things correctly, and I said, look, I do want to bring this wonderful theme. I've got Vivian Westwood's top model. She's on stilts with this sort of 30-foot gown. Is that all right? And he said, Chris, he said, Liz, ask me after the event. So yeah. Julie, the day after, I said, absolutely not, he said.
Says it all in so many ways. Fantastic stuff.
The rest is is history. And if you look at my albums over there, the model is on the front cover. So
I think we'll be taking some photos and various other bits and pieces. Liz, it seems like only yesterday we first connected with you at, I believe, the Galapagos Island Conservation Trust, actually in Sloane Square.
Gosh, that was so long ago. It was at... In fact, it was next to the Royal Hospital. Wow. It was in Chelsea. It was a mega event, fantastic event. It really was, and raised lots of money for the conservation.
Which is great, because I recall at the time, I was sort of having to battle off a flu bug and all sorts of other bits and pieces, but we coped well. I was in awe of your good self then, in terms of the way, as I use the vernacular, you worked the room, but worked it so precisely and effectively. It was just a masterclass in action, really.
Oh, thank you. And you remember it still.
Absolutely. It's seared upon one's soul, basically, Liz. Right. We look forward to hopefully connecting it with you again. Who knows, Royal Ascot, various other events. We must actually sort of work through this as the years proceed.
Maybe come down. Yes, come down and be part of it.
There we are, you see. Liz, it's been splendid as ever. A reminder, it's lizbrewer.com for the gateway to magical operations, including, obviously, purchasing the superlative quintessential text that Katrina's going to read the full title out now. It is, of course, the...
So it's Liz Brewer's Ultimate Guide to Party Planning and Etiquette.
Quite right, too. And I will get that right on one of these days, I'm sure. Liz, we salute you. Many thanks indeed.
Very good to talk to you again, Alex. And I wish you very happy Christmas and brilliant New Year.
Well, Katrina, the Southside Adventure Journey, courtesy of Grand Central, and of course the other train service that thankfully took over from Grand Central once their driver fell ill earlier today and got us down to London in good time to obviously touch base with Richard Fitzwilliams and then go off to actually meet up with Liz Brewer in her Sloane Square abode. It's almost coming to a climax.
It is indeed, yes.
Because we are actually here. We've just actually presented, after a wait of a mere 14 months, Jane Clark with her official Southside little sponsorship check, which would hopefully help with the upkeep of her horse, Itsy. Not Itsy Bitsy, but just Itsy, I believe. Have we changed it to Itsy?
It's Itsy Bitsy.
It is Itsy Bitsy. That's all right. See, obviously, the whole scheduling is going down the tubes here. The reason being that Jane gave us three sets of directions. But thankfully, I can say, from that perspective, always make sure that when you're finding places in Essex, if you use the London A to Z, your own satellite navigation system, Katrina?
Yes.
Which said we were in Leeds. And Jane Clark's instructions, we will get there in the end.
Yes, we got there eventually. It's always a good adventure.
Always. So, Jane, life, times, etc. An unexpected bonus here, as we said, sort of connected with your good self. How's life with yourself?
Well, it's great to see you both here and to at last give you a view of the place you speak to every Saturday or Thursday or whenever we link up on the radio.
We've already met the butler, so that he's actually in form, etc. The mother is actually around, mate, currently sort of doing the tea, supervising the kitchen staff. Wonderful.
Yes, mother's been put in the kitchen to slave over a hot stove for you to produce a cup of tea.
Yeah. They craft their tea in Essex. It's a well-known fact, very important from that point of view. Katrina, you've actually been sort of masthead buddies with Jane for the last 5.5 years, I think, since the new Southside Broadcasting logo was actually out there. So it's an important time, actually, first actually meeting Jane. Jane's actually on the left-hand side. You're kind of central with Derek Thompson.
Yes, it's nice to finally meet you in person.
You too, Katrina. Yeah. At least you don't have a half an apple sort of biting at your photograph on the log head.
It's not half an apple. That's Ross Barron getting treatment, you know, and getting sort of a bounce. Not half. I suppose you could say there's a symbol of Southside Broadcasting there. Jane, we're at the sort of stage where obviously Christmas is approaching. We're getting people's Christmas thoughts, etc. We were fortunate enough to go around the Actors' Church this morning with Richard Fitzwilliams, and Liz Brewer provided us with her thoughts for Christmas. And I think her line was very much keep it simple, really, wasn't it, Katrina?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Yeah, sort of maintain that sort of simplicity and the essence of the whole thing.
Slow down,
although in Liz's case, I'm not sure that's kind of going to be physically possible. But anyway, so Jane, what's the Clark's secret to successful Christmas times?
Well, I absolutely agree with those words. I mean, never a truer word was said than this year, I think, because we're all racing around at a rate of knots. We went out, my mother and I, this morning and actually bought a little Christmas tree for the house, and then we ended up at the supermarket and it just looked like a bun fight. And it does make you think of the words Katrina's just said: slow down, smell the roses, have a look at the real things that matter at Christmas. Otherwise the whole thing will pass you by. You'll have been racing round trying to get everything done. Quick as a flash, it's over. So as she says, take it easy.
Exactly. Now, Katrina, referring to the Abbey Bells.
Yes.
Your Ladies Association of British barbershop singers. Have you ever been as far south as Essex?
Not with the... Oh, actually, we went on a mystery tour in January and got taken to Luton.
That's pretty nice. Dangerous race, yeah, exactly.
Real high-class stuff, Luton, yeah. Do you remember the advert, do you come from England?
Luton Airport.
Luton Airport, yeah.
Lorraine Chase, long before you were born, actually, Katrina. Never mind. She is actually still in the show business world. But I'm just sort of thinking, we were talking, I think, a week or so ago at the Joys of the Scarborough Military Adventure Park about a sing-out with the tanks going by.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking Essex after that should be sort of fairly mild. I mean, are there any gigs around that maybe, you know, either yourself, Jane, or your alter ego, Sharon, might sort of say, yeah, this is where ladies' barbershop quartet singers should actually perform?
Well, I was going to ask Katrina if she'd like to give us a note or two while she's here.
Well, that's very good, actually. Kenny, I mean, I know you haven't got the rest of the three folk at you there, but let's have a Katrina make a little sing out here. Yes, exactly.
Oh, no, that's too scary. No.
Tell us something that you sing.
We sing a whole wide range of songs. Our newest song is called In the Still of the Night, but we also do a lot of 60s doo-woppy things, like One Fine Day, Shaboom, Simon
Shaboom, Shaboom.
That's the one.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
See, you can do it for me. You've just passed your audition.
Yeah, I'm not going to get transgendered, even for you, Katrina. There's a limit there. Or for Jane.
Doing the men's.
Yeah, no.
He'd rather be with the women.
I'm just going to hold fire on that particular thing. I should have actually brought you a copy of the new Siren calendar down. I will send it to you.
Can I maintain this suspense and excitement?
Yeah, we're table tennis this year. Sporty themes.
Me. Table tennis. So you should have done one of these calendar girl ones, you know, where they
No, that's not going to happen. No. Sorry, Jane.
Anything more than a table tennis bat.
No. I think we've actually sort of pretty much sort of addressed the sort of key things that we're doing. As we said, Christmas message, Jane. I know we'll be speaking to you again telephonically for a couple of times, etc. But for the listener to this little Southside location report in association with Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition, together, of course, with the delights of Atherin Co. and Pharma Nutritional Supplements and, of course, Grand Central, a little Christmas thought for yourself.
Well, keep it simple, as we said. Think of the traditional things of Christmas and... peace and goodwill to all men. As corny as it sounds, it's the truth.